From the box to books. It was 1961 and I was in the fifth standard. My marks in school were miserable and the strange thing was I didn't really care. Our father had left us. My older brother, Curtis, and I lived with mom in a rundown area of Detroit, USA. Our home was poorly furnished, but it was clean and there was always food on the table. We were not aware of the difficulties our mother had doing three different jobs as a domestic servant. Our world was like this: get school over with, then play football or basketball, and do a little apple reading from a neighbor's backyard tree, then go home to watch TV. We would stare for hours at the tube. But one day, Mom changed our world forever. She turned off the TV. My failing grades in school started the whole thing. Our mother, Sonia Carson, had only been able to get through the third standard, but she was much brighter and smarter than anyone we knew at the time. She had noticed something in the suburban houses she cleaned: books. So she came home one day, put off the TV, and explained that her sons were going to make something of themselves. "You boys are going to read two books every week," she said, "and you're going to write me a report on what you read." We complained about how unfair it was and how all the other kids watched TV. We thought she would forget about the idea in a few days. Besides, we didn't have any books in the house. But she explained that she would take us to where the books were, the Detroit Public Library. I wandered reluctantly among the children's books. I loved animals, so when I saw some books that seemed to be about animals, I started leafing through them. The first book I read was Chip the Dam Builder. It was about beavers and how they lived and built their dams. For the first time in my life, I was lost in another world. No television serial had ever taken me so far away from my surroundings as this book did, to a cold stream in a forest and these animals building a home. Soon, I began to look forward to visiting the library. I discovered dinosaurs, I discovered the difference between reptiles and mammals, and I discovered something much more important, that I liked to read and I could absorb more information more quickly through the printed word than I ever did from sounds or images. I moved on from animals to plants and then to rocks. I would wander along the railway lines, fill a bag with rocks, then drag them home and try to identify them with the help of a geology book. Between the covers of all those books were whole worlds, and I was free to go anywhere in them. Along the way, a funny thing happened. I started to know things. Teachers started to notice it too. It got to the point where I couldn't wait to get home to my books. Curtis and I didn't wait for Mom to finish work and take us to the library. We went ourselves. As for the ban on TV, Mom did allow us to watch a few hours each week, but the tube was no longer the world to us, just some recreation. Now Curtis is an engineer and I am chief of pediatric neurosurgery at a children's hospital. Sometimes I still can't believe my life's journey, from a failing and indifferent schoolboy to university on a scholarship, medical school, and finally this position which takes me all over the world to teach and perform critical surgery. But I knew when the journey began, the day Mom switched off the TV set and took us to the library.